angels prostrate fall. Let angels prostrate fall before the royal crown you this morning. The great thing you have started, no man can stop you. Please go ahead. As you open the scriptures, let the heavens be open unto us. Let the name of the Lord be glorified. Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Hallelujah. Be excited in the presence of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Yesterday, somebody started chatting with me on the WhatsApp and said, please send me the account number of the church. And I did. And by the time I woke up this morning and I looked at the SMS, I saw a sum of $200,000 for the purchase of Jebaku Church. Are you excited in his presence? Wealth transfer. Hallelujah. Your own is coming. I say your own is coming. Rise up with me this morning as we open to Deuteronomy chapter 8. We read from 1 to 10. Deuteronomy chapter 8 from 1 through to 10. Hallelujah. All the commandments which I command thee this day, the people of Jebaku, shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. Read to. Only two people are reading. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Only three people are still reading. Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Hallelujah. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. 7. Media. Where God is bringing you is better than where you were last month. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of oil, olive, and honey. Media, please. Can we read verse 9? Sorry, please. And verse 10. When thou hast eaten, art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. How many people are already in the land? Say, I am there already. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 6. Very quickly. But ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Say with me, but I shall be named. the priest of the Lord. Men shall call me the ministers of our God. I shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory I shall boast myself. Because you have spoken it, it shall be established. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please sit majestically in the presence of the Lord as we share for these few minutes. Amen. We are looking at the topic, faith for wealth transfer. Faith for wealth transfer. Faith is acting on God's words, no matter how foolish it looks. Faith is acting on God's words, no matter how foolish it looks. In a land where there is no food, where there is no water, and a prophet of the Lord stood and said, by this time tomorrow, a pint of garri is going to sell for 2 naira. Ordinarily, will you believe it? Currently, it is selling for about 1,100, isn't it? And somebody says, by tomorrow, it's going to sell for 2 naira. Ordinarily, you will doubt it. But listen to me. We walk by faith and not by sight. Say to yourself, I walk by faith. I can't hear you. I walk by faith and not by sight. So, listen to me. Men naturally do not desire to transfer wealth. If men desire to transfer wealth, Dangote will have gone all out to the marketplace and be dashing people dollars, money here and there. Because man is naturally selfish. We want to expand our horizon. We want to boost our ego. We want to add to our wealth. And that was why the rich fool kept on saying, my hand has given me this. I will expand this. I will do this. I will do that. Praise the Lord. Man do not naturally. Only God is capable of transferring wealth. And for you to enjoy the transfer of wealth, you must believe that he is a rewarder. According to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible says, he that must come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who do what? Who diligently seek him. God can choose to bypass anybody in order to bestow wealth upon you. And that is what he's going to do in this very season, in the mighty name of Jesus. He will choose those who are good in his sight. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 26, he will choose you because you are already a blessed generation. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom. Say, I receive it. Hey, you better be alive this morning. Wisdom, say, I receive it. Knowledge, say, I receive it. And joy, say, I receive it. But listen, but to the sinner, he giveth what? Travail. And when they gather and they heap up, that he may give it to him that is good before him. The wealth, the riches of the Gentile, they will begin to locate you in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Are you good in the sight of the Lord? By the reason of the blood that was shed, you are good in his sight. Say, I am good in his sight. Egypt did everything possible to oppress the children of Israel. Exodus chapter 1 verse 13. The Bible says they made their life, they made it, you know, they made them to groan. They made them to labor with rigor. But when the time came, the Bible says the Lord made the Israelites to devour the Egyptians. I pray for you that if there is anybody who has benefited from your sweat and is not about to release to you that which is due to you, heaven will get it for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I say heaven will get it for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Laban did all within his power to make Jacob to labor. He shifted his wages. How many times? About 10 times. And each time he shifted the wages of Jacob, the wealth will shift to him. I pray for you today. Wealth will shift to you in the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 31, verse 7. Genesis chapter 31, verse 7. Hallelujah. Genesis 31 verse 7. And your father had deceived me. This is Jacob talking to the daughters of Laban. And changed my wages. How many times? Church of God, are we together? How many times did he change it? But what did God do? God suffered him not to hurt me. I pray for somebody. Anybody thinking evil against you, the Lord will pour it on their head in the name of Jesus. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 22, the Lord made me to understand something. He said, hallelujah, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid off for the just. How many just people are here this morning? Hallelujah. Lift up your hand and say, my Father and my God, by the token of the blood, I am a just person. Every wealth of sinners, Lord, I begin to receive them. In the mighty name of Jesus, every wealth of sinners, they come to me from this moment on. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The concept, I'm going to talk about four things very, very briefly. Well, I'm going to talk about the concept of wealth transfer. The concept of wealth transfer, that is number one. Wealth transfer is a spiritual matter. It is never achieved by wishful thinking. Oh, I wish Dangote will visit my house and pour me dollars. I wish Zantata will visit my house and give me jeep and do this. It is never achieved by wishful thinking. It is achieved by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. Say, I shall live by faith. I shall live by faith. And not by my side. Listen, when you look around you, the wealth may not be there. But when you look inward, if your spirit man is rich, your life will be rich. Say, my spirit man is rich. My life will be rich. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wealth transfer does not come by wishful thinking. It comes to man by following divinely ordained principles. God works by principles. His principles, his covenant, his statutes, his law. He said he will not break, neither will he alter that which has come out of his mouth. If you look at the book of Deuteronomy, where we read, he said, if you obey the commandment of the Lord your God, if you do this, if you do this. So until you do that which he has laid down as a precept, as a command, as a statute, as a covenant, man is not bound to enjoy the wealth we are talking about. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for you that in the name of Jesus, the grace to enter into that realm of obedience, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will give it unto you this morning. God cannot teach any hand that is not available how to make wealth. The Bible says it is the Lord that teacheth what? Your hand to make wealth. The widow in 2 Kings chapter 4 was available for Elisha to teach. Elisha asked her, madam, what do you have in your house? She said, I don't have anything. Oh, sorry, I can't help you. As long as your language, as long as your acronym is I don't have, that person will never have. In the name of Jesus, you will always have. You will always walk in abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus, your language will not be kosi-kosi in the name of Jesus. Because as long as a farmer has a seed in his hand, he will always have a harvest to boast about. As long as you have a seed in your hand this morning, your harvest shall be bountiful. In the mighty name of Jesus, praise the Lord Almighty. So the prophet looked at her when she said, only a little oil. Then that is your future. Hallelujah. Your seed is your future. Help me tell your neighbor, your seed is. Are we here this morning? Help me tell your neighbor, your seed is your future. As long as there is a seed in your hand, there is a future for you. Help me tell your neighbor, there is a future for you. Elisha told the woman, madam, please go and borrow vessels. after you have borrowed vessel, start putting that little oil, that seemingly little oil, that oil that you despise. From this moment on, every little oil in your household that you despise, it shall become wealth for you in the name of Jesus. As she started pouring it, the vessel started getting filled up, getting filled up. And right from there, the Lord started teaching her hands to do what? To make wealth. And the prophet of God told her, go and begin to sell it. All the debt that your husband left behind for you, you are going to offset. And she offset everything. Is there anyone in debt in this church this very morning? Heaven will overrule your debt in the mighty name of Jesus. Wealth transfer is a spiritual thing. It is never done by wishful thinking. And until you key in into that particular faith and begin to see yourself on the other side, not on the side of poverty, you will not live to enjoy it. But I say by the word of the Lord, oil of gladness shall be transferred upon your head from today in the mighty name of Jesus. Where do I have this confidence? I want to talk about number two, biblical examples of those who enjoy covenant wealth transfer. Look at Genesis chapter 12, verse 14 with me. Genesis chapter 12, verse 14. This man called Abraham, he enjoyed covenant wealth transfer. The Bible says, and it came to pass that when Abraham was coming to Egypt, the Egyptian beheld the woman, that she was very fair. That was Sarah. They started looking at her. What type of woman is this? Oh, the king would like to marry this woman. Please go ahead. 15. 15, be snappy. Media. Hallelujah. 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 The princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. 16. And he entreated Abraham well for her sake. And he had sheep. What does she have? Can I hear you? And what again? 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 And who did he give all these things to? Who did he give it to? He gave them to Abraham for the sake of Sarah. But something happened thereafter. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his household with great plagues. Because of who? Because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Is there anybody sitting on that which belongs to you? The plague of the Lord will locate them. In the mighty name of Jesus, there shall be a release in the name of Jesus. There shall be a release in the name of Jesus. And immediately Pharaoh gave order. Excuse me. Please return this man's wife. We'll all be dead people if we don't release his wife to him. And they release the wife. But what happens to the camel? But what happens to the donkey? Alele, please. I have given them to you. I pray for you today. Everyone who has profited from your sweat, from your brow and everything, and is not willing to release to you, heaven will withdraw it from their hands. In the name of Jesus. Abraham profited from covenant wealth transfer. You too shall profit in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaac, despite the fact that there was famine in the land, in Genesis chapter 26, beginning from verse 12, the Bible says, Isaac, he heard the Lord, do not go back to Egypt. Remain in Gerar. That is the place where the owners of the land, they are afraid to sow. And the Bible recalls that Isaac took the boldness. He sowed by faith in that land. And that same year, there was an 100-fold return for him. I pray for somebody listening to me right now, wherever you have suffered loss before, there shall be a 100-fold return in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Bible says in Psalm 126, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. God is going to put laughter into your mouth. God is going to give you a new song in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. the wealth of Laban was transferred to Jacob. Genesis chapter 31, beginning from verse 41. The wealth of Laban was transferred to who? I can't hear you. To who? To Jacob. How does it happen? Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for thy cattle. And thou hast changed my wages how many times? Now go to 42. Thou shalt be, and Pharaoh, and Genesis 31, verse 41. God show us mercy this morning. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hand and rebuked thee yesterday. I pray for you this very morning. God who has seen your affliction, God who has seen your travail, he will rebuke the enemy for your sake in the name of Jesus. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, these daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day? God rendered him useless. God rendered him powerless. God sealed his mouth. I pray for you. Somebody is out there. He is about to give something to you. God will render them powerless to deliver it to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every teeth with which they want to bite you, the Lord will paralyze that teeth in the name of Jesus. Because when Laban was pursuing Jacob, he was pursuing him, and the Lord appeared to him at night and said, excuse me, you become a dead man if you do anything to that young man. He said, touch not my anointed. He carries anointing. He carries oil. He carries wealth. You are a carrier of wealth. You are a carrier of oil. You are a carrier of anointing. Wherever you are, nobody dare tafelefele before you, because the wealth of nations will begin to come in your direction in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. I touch one more and then I move on. On Wednesday, by the grace of God, we continue on it. Let's look at what happened to Joseph. Joseph, the wealth of Egypt was transferred to a slave boy. A boy that was brought in into the house of Potiphar as a slave. The wealth of all Egypt. Pharaoh stood on his seat and said, by your orders, the land of Egypt will be governed. Hallelujah. A slave for that reason. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, from today, the Lord will put words in your mouth. The Lord will put words in your mouth. In the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 41, verse 39. Genesis chapter 41, verse 39. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. I pray for you that things that you have never seen before, things that people have not seen in your family before, that will make you to be wealthy, the Lord will begin to show you. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. He said, get wisdom and get understanding also. Wisdom that will lift you from the dunghill and place you on the hill. May the Lord release to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Said, thou shalt be over my house. Everybody say, over. From today, I am over. I am not beneath. From today, I am over. I am above and never below. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because God has lifted me, I am lifted. I will not be cast down. I am lifted. I will not be cast down. I am raised. I will not be raised. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever I am saying is only the spiritual that will connect. And I am moving on by the grace of God. As these words are coming, if you are spiritual enough, begin to connect with it. I'm not just saying my word. I'm saying his word. He said, thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be. Shall all my people be. Are we looking at the screen at all? Look at the word, because that is where your victory lies. Praise the Lord. By the word of Joseph, the land of Egypt was governed. And only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Move to the next verse. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over. How many? All the land of Egypt. Ah, sheke kemazo, rakashada dare. I want you to pray this morning and say, my Father, my God, set me far above the poverty in the land of Nigeria. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, set me above. Father, set me above. By your mercy, by your power, I will know no famine. I will know no shame. I will know no reproach. I am set above. I am raised. I will not be raised. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am above only. I will never be below. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Move to the next very quickly. Hallelujah. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon a slave boy, upon the hands of Joseph. Hallelujah. Heaven is going to decorate somebody. You will no longer wear the garment of shame. You will no longer wear the garment of reproach. In the mighty name of Jesus. And arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. Your season of decoration is now. Your season of abundance is now. Enter into it by faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So shall it be. During the week, we shall be moving into it deeper. Number three, ingredients of faith. Faith involves listening. Job chapter 22, verse 21. Faith involves what? Are you not listening to me? Faith involves what? I can't hear you. Now look at Job chapter 22, verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him. What does it mean to acquaint? Get familiar. Familiarize yourself. Get closer with this God. And be at what? And be at peace. Thereby, what will come to you? What will come to you? Good is coming your way. Mercy is coming your way. Favor is coming your way. Abundance is coming your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. The next one. Once I'm done with one, go to the next one. He said, receive, I pray thee, the law. What is the law? The word of life. What is the law? The word of life. Receive the law from his mouth and lay it up where? Where should you lay it up? The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. Your heart must be fertilized with the word of life. When you prosper in the inside, you are bound to prosper in the outside. I pray for you. May you prosper in the inside. May heaven fertilize your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, he said, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Hallelujah. Thou shalt be what? Thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Say with me, iniquity be far away from my life. Iniquity be far away from my life. Be far away from my temple. Be far away from my household. In the mighty name of Jesus. I will not harbor iniquity in my heart. I will not harbor envy. I will not harbor malice. I will not harbor unforgiveness in my heart against anybody. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. He said, thou shalt lay up gold. As what? Church of God, are we together? The word of God is on the screen. It's not my word. How are you going to lay up gold? As what? You know what dust is? It's going to be jaburata in your house. Praise the Lord Almighty. Every gold you are yet to discover that is lying idle in your household, heaven makes you to see them from today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, my Father, my God. Every gold in my house, let them come to the fore. Let them come to the surface. In the mighty name of Jesus. By the reason of this anointing, I see the gold in my house. I see the gold in my life. I see the gold that you have bestowed upon me, which is that's either to be hidden before. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
He said, then thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. Look at verse 25. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. You shall have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and he shall lift up thy face unto God. Next, very quickly, thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Next, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Say, light of God, shine on my way. Lead me to my treasure in the mighty name of Jesus. Light of God, shine on my way today. Shine on my way every day. Shine on my business. Shine on my marriage. Shine on my children in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Romans chapter 10 verse 17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. As you are hearing the word of life, your spirit is being fertilized. Your spirit is being kindled. Your spirit is getting wisdom. Your spirit is getting inspiration. Your spirit is getting manifestation of those things that have been hidden, treasures that are hidden in dark places. God is opening your eye to begin to see them, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Abraham had instruction from the Lord. Even when he had not seen the place where he was to go, every step he was taking, the Lord was manifesting himself. As you listen to the word of God and you take the step of faith, God will manifest himself in your life in the name of Jesus. Number two, faith involves action. Help me repeat it. Faith involves action. Say that. I can't hear you. Listen, money cannot be transferred to somebody without a bank account. If Elder Agbeyegbe called me and said, sir, I want to transfer money to you, and I tell him I don't have bank account, where will he transfer it to? Eh? Where? Nowhere. If you don't have a bank account, there is no way money can be transferred to you. If you are not diligent in your business, if you are a lazy hand, if you are a layabout, there is no way wealth can be transferred to you. The Bible says, the diligent soul, it shall be made fat. Don't just sleep. Wake up. Do something. That which you do will provide an opportunity for the Lord to say, oh, this my son is diligent. I'm going to breathe on the work of his hand. I pray today the Lord will breathe on the works of your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. When the servant of the Lord, when he told that woman, please bring the oil in your house, if she didn't act, she will have died in poverty. When the Lord told Isaac, Isaac, do not go down to Egypt. Remain in Gerar. If he had just crossed his leg and said, God has told me, I am going to swim in well, and he didn't sow in the land, poverty and hunger will have killed them. You must be diligent. Your hand must be doing something. The Bible says the hand of the diligent beareth fruit. From today, your hand will become a blessing to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Isaac sowed in the land. Praise the Lord Almighty. Don't ever become lazy in life. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, verse 4, the Bible says, he that regardeth the wind will not sow. He that observeth the cloud will not reap. Don't wait until everything is 100%. The situation you are in currently is enough for God to use to become a blessing to your life. I want you to tell your neighbor, this your present condition is what God is waiting for to be a blessing to your life. Utilize it. Take action. Tell your neighbor, take action. Take action. Every step you take shall be blessed by the Lord in the name of Jesus. Listen, finally, on that particular area, Solomon took action by offering 1,000 sheep as offering unto the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 3, 3 and 4. 1 Kings chapter 3, 3 and 4. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 3, 3 and 4. The Bible says Solomon loved the Lord. When your love is misplaced, your treasure is misplaced. When your love is misplaced, your wealth is misplaced. Listen to me. Whoever is showering his love, everything about him on his business, my market,
you are just like that rich fool.
The rich fool treasure everything about his life is about my riches, is about my wealth. And those who run after wealth, they don't make it. Run after God. The Bible says, as the deer pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee, O Lord. Listen to me. You can't say you love God. You can't be running after the wealth God will give to you, and you despise the giver of the wealth. It doesn't work that way. Thou shalt serve the Lord your God, and he will take diseases and infirmities from your dwelling place. Hallelujah. Take it to heart to be kingdom minded. Help me tell your neighbor, be kingdom minded. I can't hear you. Be kingdom minded. Pursue the things of the kingdom, and these things we are talking about will be running after you. I pray the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, this morning, what is the condition for wealth transfer? I have mentioned one of them. I said, you must be diligent. Your hand must be busy. It is only a busy hand that God will be available to bless. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There is no farmer without a seed in his hand, except those who refuse to sow their own. As long as you keep your seed to yourself, that is the best you can ever have. But I hope we have come with a seed in our hand this morning. As long as a farmer keeps the seed in his hand, that is the best he can ever. Until a grain of mustard, a grain of wheat, goes into the soil, is sacrificed into the soil, it cannot bring about abundance. As you come with a seed in your hand, there is none of us here. If the widow of Sarephath can have a seed in her hand, if that widow can have a little oil in her house, listen to me, there is a lot of wealth in your hand. Only you have not discovered it. That little in your hand is what God needs to make your miracle to blossom and to begin to flourish. From today, you will not harbor your seed. You will release your seed. And as you release your seed, the Lord will release abundance to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Isaac released the seed in his hand, and that was why he had abundance. May you from this moment on receive abundance in the name of Jesus. The number two and the last one, the farmer does not just wake up one day, pick up seed, and begin to plant. He carefully breaks the ground and clears the weed before he begins to plant. Listen to me. What is that weed that has been holding your wealth? What is that weed? The weed of complaint, the weed of grumbling, the weed of excuses, the weed of disobedience. What is that particular weed that has been holding you down? Clear it off. Brethren, clear it off. Help me tell your neighbor, clear off the weed. I can't hear you. Listen to me. If you don't clear the weed and you plant any seed, the weed will choke the plants. And eventually, there may be no harvest at all. But this very morning, every weed of unforgiveness, every weed of disobedience, everyone will deal with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet with me this morning and say, my Father and my God, I am ready for this covenant transfer. I am ready for this wealth transfer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, clear my heart of every weed. Clear my spirit of every weed. Whatever can hinder me from receiving that blessing, the fullness of this blessing, the fullness of this wealth, Holy Spirit, remove it from my life this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, covenant wealth, Rasha Katataya, Mariketo Toria, every weed in my heart, children of God, open your mouth and pray. Talk to the Lord Almighty. Every weed hindering the real seed from manifesting in my life, Spirit of the living God, destroy them this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, I surrender the weed of grumbling. I surrender the weed of laziness. I surrender them unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, my Father, my God, from today, Give me the grace to walk pleasing unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give me the grace to walk pleasing unto you, my Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Those who must come to God must believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. My Father, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give me the grace to do that which is pleasing unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mashikataye. Bradaba. Brasitoria, Rededeye, Brada Dabaya, Mara Totoria, Ratu Torialea, Mara Dandoria. Thank you, blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. My Father and my God, release unto me faith that is good enough for covenant well transfer in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, bless my faith this morning. Fertilize my faith this morning. I can't hear you pray, church. I can't hear you pray, church. Pray, church. Pray, pray, pray. Pray to the Lord Almighty. Pray to the King of Glory. My Father, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the faith I need for this world transfer, Lord, release upon me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I need faith good enough to enjoy this blessing. I need faith good enough to enjoy this treasure. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Father, my God, release unto me the faith, O God, that will make me to enjoy this blessing of covenant well transfer. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, do it in my life, that the name of the Lord will be glorified. Thank you, blessed Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And finally, my Father, my God, don't allow this season to bypass me. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you visit others, let me not be bypassed. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Father, my God, don't allow this season to bypass me. In the mighty name of Jesus, Maliko Shadare, Makatataye, Braketotoria, Mrekedebosa, Maratatoria, Broko Shendaye, Maradadaye, Brako Shendoye, Mama, 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 Uri Karadaye, Braka Shendoria. Father, do not bypass me. As we begin to release this word, Holy Spirit, do not bypass my life. In the mighty name of Jesus, let me not become abandoned property. Let me not become abandoned project. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, help me. Let the name of the Lord be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.